Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 19th. Final sale of the year for Superior Video Livestock Auction on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be originating out of Fort Worth, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 14,000 head. That'll include 4,000 yearling steers, 1,500 yearling heifers, 7,500 weaned calves, 500 calves on cows, and 425 bred stock. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, you can call for information, 800-422-2117. As 2019 ends, do want to remind you about the first big sale of 2020, Bellringer 38, to kick off the new year, happening the 8th and 9th of January. From Superior Livestock, we say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As always, remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, it appears that cash cattle trade may be gearing up for a generally ho-hum type of week, with the overall tone of the market not expected to change significantly from previous weeks. The fact that packers are gearing up for lower production the next two holiday weeks will affect the amount of cattle that are needed to be purchased. At this point, most packers are not willing to aggressively source cattle for early January in the negotiated market given the current structure of the complex. Asking prices expected to continue to be seen about $122 in our part of the country. Bids will likely become slightly more available through the day today, although the lion's share of trades expected to be pushed off until sometime tomorrow or Friday. Mixed price directions expected to develop early today with no significant fundamental or technical shifts expected to be seen through the entire hog complex, with traders now moving beyond the newness of the partial trade deal with China, which still lacks specific details on how it will affect overall pork exports. Traders seem to be establishing a trading range within the current sideways market shifts seen through the last couple of months. Wheat contracts are weaker at all three exchanges overnight, a warranted move after Chicago wheat made fresh highs for the move on Tuesday. March Chicago wheat futures are now the highest since June 28th and are actually the highest for a March contract on this date since 2015. Easier corn prices overnight as March corn looks for its first lower close in the last five sessions. Gains Tuesday extended the rally effort with the front month contract trading to the highest level since November 8th. And on the soybeans, well, prices are a touch weaker overnight, easing back from the five-week highs made yesterday. Today's sessions notwithstanding, January soybeans have closed higher in four consecutive sessions and 10 of the last 11. We'll check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close, February live cattle down 95 cents yesterday, 126.30. April down 60 cents, 127.32. January feeder cattle down 10 cents at 145.15. March up 12 cents at 145.72. February hogs down 65 cents, 69.85. April was down 5 cents at 77.40. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up 5 cents, 467. May up 5 and a quarter, 475. Chicago wheat, March up 6 and a half, 556 and a quarter. May was up 7 3/4 at 559. March corn up 2 cents at 390. May up 1 3/4 at 396.5. January soybeans up 6 3/4 at 928 3/4. March up 4 3/4 at 940 3/4. On the cotton futures, well, March is up 11 cents, 66.55, and the May's up 10 cents at 67.71. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.